Hey y'all, Roxy here. So I recorded this before, but it was too long, so I'm just going to record it again. But I'm just going to go straight to the points I was trying to make earlier. I want to discuss on the developments with regards to the UK migration issues. Many of you remember, ever since Nigerians made themselves the forefront of the discussion on migration in the UK, everything has been quiet for a while. Everyone knows the history of the issue. I had already done a podcast on it and a YouTube video on it, so you can go watch that just to get a context of how we got here and why it's important. But it hasn't finished. So, as you know, the last elections made it very clear to the party in power in the UK that they need to address the issue of migration. The general feeling by locals in the UK is that migration has gotten away from them in terms of it being too many migrants have come in too short a time. They haven't had time to improve or increase their infrastructure to meet up with the pressures that migration brings. The legal migration increase has not reduced the illegal migration. So now we have too many people coming in a short period of time, both legally and illegally. The second conversation is that because of this migration, as some people have said it, just having more people than you are catering for as a public service, whether you're a hospital, police station, fire service, bus driver, just having more people that you have to take care of means that you're definitely going to work a little more. You're going to have to interact more with more people. You know what I mean? So, which also backs their concerns around the economy is tanking, inflation is going too high, cost of living crisis, we can't afford anything with the salary you're paying us, and now we have to deal with even more people because you have let the floodgates open and everyone's now in the UK. So that conversation has been happening for a while. The government has thought of many different things. There have been rumors, no official position till now. There have been rumors around them considering asking people to go back home after school. So scrapping the 2-year temporary work permit that they offer people through the graduate visa program. There's been conversations around getting sponsorship after school, so not allowing you to get a visa without a sponsorship or a job, keeping you here for maybe 6 months until you get a job. If you don't get a job, you go back to your home country. There's been conversations around just generally, just everything about, there's conversations also about the 5-year wait, because right now if you're in the UK for 5 years, then you can apply for permanent residency and you get a passport. There's conversations around extending that to 8 years so that it's less attractive to people to stay back, counting the time so that they can get a permanent residence. There's been all sorts of things to address migration, so it's a top burning issue, validly a top burning issue. What the issue now is that in trying to fund this increase in salaries for public servants, he has announced a 6 to 8% increase depending on the institution, right? He has then said that the way they plan to fund it, he mentioned only two things: A, the visa fees that legal migrants pay to come to the UK, and B, the health surcharge. If you're a student, an international student coming to the UK to school, you're already familiar with those two things because you had to pay for them. Depending on your age and your medical conditions, depending on, you know what I mean, your health surcharge can be anything from £400 to £1,000-something. But every single person who's come to the UK for more than 6 months does a tuberculosis test and gets a clearance and then also pays for the health surcharge, all of which is money. The visa fees are also quite expensive compared to many other countries' visas. So it's not like the UK was the cheapest on the block. What this therefore means, especially for Nigerian students or people who are planning to come from Nigeria, is that not only are they unable to use the money they have saved so far to come to school in January. Let me explain. We have floated the currency back at home. As at September last year, it was 700 and something naira. Right now, it is trending at 1,000 naira, which means that if you had kept 7 million naira as at last year, you had about £10,000 in your hand. That 7 million naira is now not £10,000 anymore. It's way less than £10,000 because it's 1,000 naira to a pound. So you probably have £7,000, which means that if you're coming to school, you need to find more money to even make up your school fees and everything you needed the £10,000 for. On top of that, if they increase the visa fees and they increase the health surcharge, you now even need even more money. So all your budgeting and projections for coming to the UK to school or to work or to get a care job, everything has gone up exponentially. This has the effect of clearly weeding out people who cannot afford to come to the UK. So it becomes premium again, as it used to be in the past, where only the very rich could afford to come because only they could afford the visa fees and all the fees they had to pay to get here. Good for the UK. I don't know if it's good for people who actually seek a better life here. I don't think it is, but you know what? I don't know. It's not my country, so I don't know. But what the real criticism is that it's playing to the stereotype that the UK people already have about migrants. In terms of feeling that migrants are low value adding people and that they are just a strain on the UK public system. So they don't see the value that migrants are adding, which is the reason why we are top of the conversation and the attitude they have towards migrants isn't quite the best. I don't blame them. If you had this many foreigners coming to your country unhinged, you'd probably feel some kind of way about it as well. So these are valid conversations for them to have. The question a lot of migrants are having is that this is, again, one way to punish the black and brown countries, because other countries come here, but they come for tourism largely and business. They don't come for a change of life and a new life in the way that countries from, you know, those countries come in. The question then is, which he didn't have the time to clarify yesterday, was whether this increase in visa fees and surcharge fees will apply to travelers. Clearly, the surcharge will not, because they don't pay for surcharge. Every time I came on a visitor's visa, tourist visa, I never paid a health surcharge. But obviously, the visa fees would have increased for them as well, or is it just targeted to those countries who come here in high numbers? I don't know. If I was a prime minister, I think my thought is that I don't think that there's any other thing he could have done right now. He had to marry the two issues together for his political survival. He needed to take the migration issue seriously and to show the British people that he is doing something about it. But he also had to tie that in some way to the complaints about the low wages. So in his mind, he's like killing two birds with one stone. If you guys are complaining that you have to deal with more people because I have opened the gates for more people to come in, then I will tax those people in such a way and directly move the money from those people straight to your pocket as a salary increase. So every time you see a migrant now, you already know that £1 billion is coming from these people who are entering your buses and coming to your hospitals and coming to your schools and looking for jobs and working with you. You already see the pound signs on their head, because I've already announced to the world that that's how we're getting the £1 billion. So in that way, as the Prime Minister, he probably thinks it's a good idea for people to increase the value they place on migrants, because they already attach a financial benefit that these migrants are bringing to the UK already. So in that way, I guess the thinking is he's done his best to marry the two issues together. Other than that, I don't have any thoughts about it. These are short-term, to my mind, short-term fixes. They don't fix the real problem. Inflation is higher than the amount is offering. Many unions have said that already. It is, in essence, they'll be back in 2 years, even if they all down, you know, go back to work now and stop striking. This will not hold for too long if the economy keeps going the way it's going and cost of living crisis is not addressed. This is not the solve. The question then is, will you come back to migrants again in 2 years' time again and try to extract more value from them? How far will you go? Considering that other European countries are not following suit. Canada is still asking people to come. We're not paying through our noses to go there. Will migrants start going elsewhere and, you know, braving to learn a new language rather than coming to the UK? Those are the big questions. As always, migration is a live issue. It evolves all the time. One minute, here we are facing these sorts of issues. The next minute, they're asking, they have a shortage and they're asking migrants to please come. And then, they change policy again to favor migration. So it's not the end of the world. Keep going with your plans. If you're coming to the UK, just keep planning and doing the best you can and come legally. That's all I can advise. All right, as usual, looking forward to hearing your thoughts. Follow me on Twitter at ROQZEE, and we can carry the conversation further there. Have a good one, y'all. Peace.